pickles and bleeders, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those. The owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to, they happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Jennings Wright, who has certainly a mission in Uganda, and they've had some problems over there. And so she's going to bring us up to date with what's happening to Christianity in Uganda. Hi, Jennings. Thank you very much for being with us again. Why don't you give us the background, your background, who you are, why you're over there in Uganda, and what is taking place in Uganda today?
Okay. Thanks for having me. I have had a ministry in Uganda for about 5 years, almost exactly. We work with women and children in the slums, street kids, hospice, building a primary school at a baby's home, and the work has grown over the 5 years. Just, you know, we started with one thing, it kind of expanded, and mostly we work with the same people. We try and have relationships, foster them along, help them start businesses. You know, we don't sort of hit and miss around. We kind of work with the same people. So what has happened a few weeks ago on July 27th, the government came through the slums with bulldozers and tore down everything within 30 meters, which is about 100 feet, of the railway line. Now, there is no actual train at the moment, except for the one that the president has to do his campaigning every 6 years. But the country discovered oil in the north a few years ago, and one of the things that President Museveni has said that they're going to do is make travel easier within the country, so they're going to restart this railway line that the British had put down many years ago. So our assumption is that this is sort of a show of, you know, we're doing something. I think Kampala's kind of in this new phase of becoming a better city and all that. But what they've done is they've torn down, with people in them barely getting out alive, the homes of a couple thousand people. These people don't have lawyers. They don't have, you know, any voice. They don't have, what they have is now gone. And so what we're trying to do is get those people back into housing, back with food, back with businesses, you know, send some back to their village if they want to go. A lot of them are place from the north anyway. And so that's what we've been working on.
Now, how long a distance along the railroad did they tear the homes out? I assume that these were more or less shacks that people had built adjacent to the railroad, and the railroad gave them a pathway to get probably into town. But over what distance are we talking about? A few hundred yards, a few miles, or what?
Miles.
Miles.
Yeah, it's miles. If you go, now, our ministry partner, Ray of Hope, is actually marked for destruction. They, with some other of the nicer homes on the outer edge of this one stretch, have gotten attorneys, and they are supposed to go to court actually next week to try and either stop it or get compensation. What the government said is, well, we have illegitimate, you know, houses here, and we need to take them down, but they weren't. There's land titles. People have title to that land. And we're talking several miles, probably. I've walked from one end to the other, I'm going to say maybe 4 miles.
All right. Now, did the majority of the people, with their small shacks, did they have any title? Or is it just that the better homes?
No, some of them have title. And they're paying rent to landlords who have title. And some of them are actually block buildings. They weren't all just shanties. I mean, some of them were.
Hold that thought. Our guest is Jennings Wright. We're talking about what's going on in Uganda. I'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Sydney Jennings is simply saying that Uganda is, first of all, an English-speaking nation. It's a Christian nation. Not everybody's a Christian, but for the vast majority of the people are. It's a joyful nation. The people, actually have a wonderful time there. She has regular prayer sessions with many of the women who live in Uganda. But, of course, for some reason, the government has simply wiped out this whole area, maybe 4 miles along the railway track, with the idea that somehow, maybe down the line, they'll start using the railway. And yet, of course, they don't even have a train. But what they have done is go in with bulldozers and simply take out the people's homes. And, of course, saying the people don't have certainly title to the property. And many of these people do have title to the property. So basically, what is you doing? I know you've come home to try to raise funds and get help from the people there. So what are you doing? What are the people's alternatives?
Well, the main thing, I mean, right now we're raising money between 1018, my ministry, and International Women's Organization in Kampala. and another American ministry. We've raised about $7,000 so far. And what we're doing with that is sort of multi-pronged. The first stage is to get food and shelter to these people. So the ones who are willing to go back to their villages, and many were displaced a decade ago when the LRA was in the north, they came to Kampala. They can go back now. It's safe. So we are encouraging those who want to go back and helping them to relocate back to the north. That's better than living in the slums anyway. So that's, you know, kind of option number one. Option number two is giving them 3 months rent, because in Uganda, that's what you have. You have to pay 3 months rent at one time. So we're giving them 3 months rent, 100,000 shillings, which is about $37, sort of reprovision, you know, get mattresses, get mosquito nets, get a cook pot, that sort of thing. We're giving 50 families a basket of emergency food staples, beans and pasho and rice and cooking oil and things to sort of get them reestablished. That's sort of the first food shelter, get them off the street, out of churches, which are basically open air build. You know, they're not what we would call a church. We wouldn't consider it a church. We'd consider it a shack. That's the first thing. The second thing is to, for the ladies that we've worked with for 4 years now, giving micro business grants who have lost the business that they had, you know, been able to build, is to get grants back to them, because they know how to do it. They've been successful. They know what they're doing. But now they've lost all their capital. They've lost, you know, everything that they had. So to try and get them reestablished so that they can get back to where they were before this happened.
And basically, these people are selling various things. Is that what it is? When you talk about business, in America, where we often think of a Walmart, we think of Target. But I think when you talk about business in Africa, you're talking about somebody operating on $50 to $100, you know, for the entire business. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yes. We give micro business grants typically between 50,000 shillings and 100,000 shillings. So that's probably about $17 to about $37 to get them started. And the most typical businesses are selling produce, which means they have to walk several miles each way to a market to get fresh things. Then there's one to sell more shelf stable, but you know, they buy dried beans or they buy charcoal, things that they don't have to go so often to get, and then they resell that. There's people who secondhand clothes is a big thing, secondhand bras and secondhand pants and secondhand blouses and things like that. Those are the main things that they do. And they need very little capital. The problem is not that they're not hardworking or that they're not smart. The problem is they just don't have the money to initially buy, you know, the first bunch of produce or the first round of secondhand clothing. And once they do that and we work alongside them, they know they need to keep, preserve the capital to reinvest, put a little bit to grow the business. But, you know, that then they're able to feed their children, pay their rent, and things that they had not been able to do before just because nobody had invested in them before.
And what are these? Is just open-air markets that they have?
They do. The markets, ironically, are along the railroad tracks, so the markets are gone. They do a lot of the clothing in particular. They will hawk clothing during times where the traffic is busy, the foot traffic or car traffic. So they'll pick a spot and just sort of walk up and down the street with, you know, a bag full of slips and bras or blouses or things and hawk them along the street, which most of these ladies are HIV positive, so it's a very challenging life for them. But, you know, they're doing well and they're positive, and they just work really hard.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for our guest, Jennings Wright, who's here and she's just come home. She supports herself. She doesn't get paid for what she does, but basically she's come home to try to raise some additional funds to help just reestablish the women over there and the people. They don't take much, as in the living standards are quite low. And for, less than $50, well, you can get somebody back working again. Now, basically, how can people get in touch with you, Jennings?
The best way to donate or contact us, either one, is through our website. It's www.1018.org. The way that's spelled is 10 is a number, 10, and then the word 18. We have a donate button. We have a contact us button. You can also go to the website that's called GoFundMe and put us in the search bar. That's actually where our website will take you, but it's kind of a complicated address. But you can search for 1018, and you will come up with us. We take no administrative fees whatsoever. GoFundMe takes a very small percent. I think it's 1.6% for processing the payment, and the rest of the money goes to the project. So, you can sponsor a child, you can help with this effort in Namwongo, and it really does take a very little amount to make a huge difference in someone's life.
Now, basically, I do talk radio 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, and I can tell you one thing. Nobody got your telephone number. Nobody got your website. You always have to repeat it 2 or 3 times. Don't be bashful. You're asking for money, and you've got to get the information out there so people can write it down. Go ahead.
Okay. So the website is www.1018.org. The number 10, the word 18, so www.10and then the word 18.org. And there's a contact us button there. There's a donate button there. And that's really the best way to get in touch with us. If you email me generally within 12 hours at the very longest, I'll get back to you. And the donate, like I said, we don't take any administrative fees at all. It all goes to the work. So, it's a really, not very many nonprofits can say that there's zero administrative fees, but we can't.
Well, now, has anybody talked to the president of the company or any of the high officials about certainly the displacement of these people for no apparent reason, at least no justified reason at the present time?
Well, the interesting thing is that I have an American friend who lives there, and she has... The government agency that did this is the KCCA, which is the Kampala City Council Authority, along with the railway. And one of her neighbors is on the KCCA, and they've been doing some beautification projects. Uganda has just got piles of garbage everywhere, and that's one of Kampala's big things. And they've made some strides over the last year to really, improve that sort of thing in the city. And my friend, talks to her on a regular basis. When this happened, she called her because she had not actually heard about it. She heard about it from me in the States. And so she called this lady with KCCA who has yet to return the call now in 3 weeks after, regular conversations and neighborly conversations. So they don't want to talk about it. It was really not a thing that was reported on in Uganda. It got out of Uganda by people putting pictures on Facebook, putting pictures on Instagram. A Ugandan pastor friend had heard about it through someone who lived in that area, and he's helping to raise, get clothing and stuff. But within the country, this was really not something that was reported. And Uganda has a semi-free press. But when something happens that the president doesn't like, he'll invade the news station and shut them down for a few days. So they don't really report on stuff he doesn't want them to report on very often.
Well, that's sort of like the way it is here in the United States. Under any circumstances, yes. What does Uganda do? What's the source of income? Is this a prosperous nation? Is it just a small amount of poverty? Or is it an impoverished nation with a few wealthy people?
Yes, it's an impoverished nation with a few wealthy people. When the British came and colonized, what they did is in Kenya, they put kind of big cities, Nairobi and Mombasa, that was more their banking and industrial side, and they basically left Uganda as one giant plantation. Winston Churchill called it the Pearl of Africa. It's got wonderful farmland. It's beautiful, but they really didn't develop it. It was sort of the backyard of Kenya. And so there are some very wealthy people. A lot of them are actually Indians who have been there for generations in sugar and things. But the vast majority of people are very, very poor.
Well, our telephone number, if you have any questions at all for Jennings, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But there's so much going on in Africa we really don't understand. And here's a chance to talk to somebody who's on the front lines.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Jennings Wright, and Jennings is an American who has, for the last 5 years, been involved in a Christian mission over in Uganda. Now, basically, Uganda is a fairly... How large is Uganda?
Uganda's got about 30 million people, population. It's a fairly large country. There's a lot of rural areas, got a lot of actually now national park game land. The problem is that 30 million people and 3 million orphans. It's a very high prevalence of HIV/AIDS in the country, and a lot of the middle, like there's a lot of kids and a lot of grandparents, but that middle parent age people, a lot of them died. So it's a very, very difficult situation there.
Well, no, basically, what is the rate of AIDS there? I mean, are we talking 20%, 30% of the population? What percentage of the population?
I just read something, and I don't know exactly. I know that it has got the highest incidence rate. It has just recently skyrocketed, and I actually know why that is and predicted it, unfortunately. About a year and a half ago, two years to a year and a half ago, the government started this big campaign to circumcise men. And it was, I mean, everywhere you went, there were signs up. And churches were paying for it, and the government was paying for it. And basically what they implied is that if you got circumcised, then you couldn't get AIDS. And at the time, we're walking around meeting, you know, going to visit our ladies, and their 12-year-old's just been circumcised, you come from school, and this and that. And I, talking to people on the ground, it was like, why is the government basically saying that this is going to prevent AIDS? It's just going to make people think that they can't get it. And that's exactly what's happened. The rate in the last year has skyrocketed. It's very high. It's 30% or something. Virtually every adult woman that I work with is HIV positive. Almost all of them. I would say 80%.
What a terrible, terrible tragedy. Well, basically, Sydney, as far as the country is concerned, is there a Muslim threat? Now, in many areas in Africa, Sydney, there is a definite Muslim threat, and there are the radical Muslims. Are they there, Sydney, in Uganda?
There's a small Muslim population. I think it's about 3 to 4%. There are small mosques around. At the moment, there does not seem to be a radical Muslim action that is living in Uganda. There are some coming down from Somalia. They're mad in Somalia because Uganda has sent peacekeeping forces into the country. So, for instance, they did the bombing at an Ethiopian restaurant a couple of years ago during one of the big soccer matches. Gaddafi, when he was alive, actually was promulgating. He gave the money to Uganda to build a huge mosque. It's huge in Kampala on a hill. And, you know, he was really promoting it. But now that he's gone, while there is a Muslim population, you don't see anybody in the full black burqa. There are people, I mean, they might wear cover their head, but it's usually bright colors and their faces aren't covered and that kind of thing. So there's not too much at this point of the really, you know, orthodox, far right or left, whichever direction it is, you know, Muslim, where they're really doing a lot of those bad things.
Okay, fine. If you're out in the listening audience, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Give us a call. Now, basically, do you have any industry at all? Is it mostly simply agricultural?
It's a lot of agriculture. They've got actually a fairly good amount of tourism. Safari is very, it's beautiful there. It's cheaper than Kenya, and it's the same animals. The Chinese have a huge presence in Uganda. They are doing a lot of different things, a lot of scrap metal work and building dams and things like that. There's a big Chinese presence. The Russians are coming in and doing stuff. The Ugandans themselves, other than agricultural stuff, don't have a lot of industry, unfortunately. So that's something that, you know, they need to be working on.
Now, what about the oil? You mentioned there is oil in the north.
Yes, they have discovered oil in the north just in the last couple of years. It's the government has discovered the oil. I think it's supposed to be kind of like how theoretically the Saudis do it. You know, the government owns it and all the people are going to benefit, sort of like they did with the diamonds in Botswana, which they really did do that with diamonds in Botswana. But so far, there's not much benefit to the people.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people are drinking. America.
Remember me, you're taking all my money.
To increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955. 674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest is Jennings Wright. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Jennings, I wanted to get your address out one more time in case people would like to help you and your ministry financially in your effort to help the people there in Uganda.
Okay, great. It's www.1018.org. It's the number 10 and the word 18, www.1018.org.
All right. Our telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, is the president of the company, of the country, legitimately elected, or certainly is this more or less just an appointment of somebody and they just, they rig the elections?
No, he's been elected. This is his sixth term. No, his sixth-year term. This is his sixth-year term. He was elected with 61% of the vote this last time. Now, that was way down, because he has been elected with, you know, in the 80s. There's corruption. A lot of people don't vote. A lot of, you know, the voting thing is somewhat irregular. He has been democratically elected. There is some question about the next one, because he has said he's in his 70s, and he has said he's not going to run again, and that but also that he believes, you know, in the democratic process. However, he has a son who's in his 30s, I think he's 35 or 36, that he made a brigadier general last year, and he wants this son to be the next president. So there is some concern, particularly among people who are in the opposition to him and have, you know, been working as opposition for the last couple of elections, that he's going to go around the democratic process and just somehow appoint this young brigadier general son to be president. That's 4 years away, a little less than 4 years away. So, I mean, you know, that's speculation now. It certainly would not be out of the realm of possibility. He has said, however, that he is going to step down. He's not going to run again, and that he is going to leave it open for a vote.
All right. Well, now, do you have a telephone number people can call to reach you, or just the only way to get in touch with you is through the website?
Through the website, there's a contact email, you know, contact form for email, and I get back to people right away. We don't maintain an office because we don't take any of the administrative fees, and I don't want to give my cell phone out over the radio, but there is a contact there. I get the emails right away. I respond, you know, quickly to that because it comes to my phone no matter where I am in the world. And so, you know, if they just go to the website, they can either click to donate, they can click contact, they can see pictures of what's happened in Namalongo, just pictures in general of what we do. There's a lot of things they can do on that website.
Are you safe as an American living in Uganda? Do you target people? Suddenly, is there a lot of crime?
Most of the crime, there's not a lot of violent crime. There's a lot of petty crime, because when you have people who don't have anything, who make, you know, a dollar a day or less, and you have your purse perhaps dangling around and not paying attention, or you leave something in your car that they can break into, that's the kind of thing that happens. Now, I would not at night go wandering around Kampala or Entebbe or Dinja, but I wouldn't do that in my home city either. I mean, you know, there is prudence, but there really is not very much violent crime. It's just a lot more either domestic abuse just because of cultural issues that need to be addressed, or just sort of this petty theft because they steal it to sell it to eat.
Now, then, is there a lot of Christianity there? In other words, is there an active program of Christianity, an active program of trying to recruit people into the Christian faith? And once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You have a question. But what about the Christian church there? Is it strong? Is it growing?
It's growing. It is strong. There's actually very large evangelical Anglican church, and the Anglicans broke off from the Church of England over the gay situation, you know, gay priests and all that. The Ugandan Anglican church actually has a lot of churches in America that came from the Ugandan Anglican church. It's a very Bible-believing denomination. I work with someone in Jinja where we're building the primary school. They've planted 240 churches I know groups go out in places where they haven't ever seen a Mzungu, which is a white person, and have planted churches. The Christian faith is the predominant religion. There still is some tribalism. There is the small Muslim contingent. You know, you're never going to have a country where every single person is a Christian, but it is a Christian nation as a general rule, and churches are welcome and missionaries are welcome, and a lot of things are being done for God and in the name of Jesus over there.
We had heard that they had the legislature had passed and the governor had signed legislation that outlawed gay marriage, and that actually the courts had negated the legislation. What's the current status on that?
Well, what happened was that the legislature, and this is a little bit of an Obamacare type maneuver, I have to say, on the legislature. They did one of these holiday passing without a quorum, and this is why the court threw it out. They passed it during a holiday when there was not a quorum of legislators there. It does outlaw gay marriage, but basically what it did is made what they call aggressive homosexuality, which is someone who is recruiting other people into the lifestyle or a repeated relationship or something like that, a life sentence in jail. Homosexuality has been illegal in Uganda already, but what they did, and they originally put a death penalty, which was then taken off, and they just made it life in jail. And a lot of this was stirred up by some American gay activists who went over there and just did what they do here. But it's a very, very conservative nation, and it's not the only African nation that has outlawed homosexuality. And while our government and liberals were jumping up and down and screaming and having a fit, the Ugandans liked this law. Now, you know, the government of Uganda is for Ugandans. So whether our liberals or government or we as a people thought it was a just law, the government there is for those people, and they actually did like the law. The law has been, and Museveni didn't sign it for about 3 months. He was getting a lot of pushback from our government and some European governments saying they would withhold aid, which indeed they did when he signed it. They immediately started withholding aid because of this law. The government threw it out because it was passed without a quorum. So they can theoretically do it again as long as they do it in a way that meets what the Constitution says they have to do to pass the law. I don't know if they will do it. I don't know if Museveni would sign it because a lot of aid, they lost billions of dollars in aid, and I don't know that they would go through with it again.
Okay, well, we have a caller from Washington State. Ron is calling us from Washington State. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Ron, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Right. Dr. Stan, you asked the question that I was going to ask, and that was about the sodomy. And I would think if you have a lot of incidents of AIDS, that you certainly would want to penalize sodomy. You certainly wouldn't want to encourage it. That's one of the major ways that AIDS is transmitted.
Now, in Uganda, I will say that is not the primary way it's transmitted. And the first time I took my son there, he was 12. So this led to some very interesting conversations because there are giant billboards, and I mean like the size of a building, talking about getting off the sexual network. The way that is primarily spread there is that men have multiple wives, number one. They are not faithful to their multiple wives, number two. So they get it somewhere, and then they come home and they give it to wife number one, or, you know, who then some can pass it on to children. The children have it. They are on ARVs, so they do grow up and live life, and then they have sex, and maybe they don't take their ARVs. So actually, in Uganda, while it does have some spread in the homosexual community, it is primarily a heterosexually spread disease there.
Okay, fine, Ron. But Sydney, as far as the homosexuality, they do have strong feelings against it. And I think the majority of the people, because of the Christian background, oppose homosexuality. It is simply the influence of America and gay activists going over there that is responsible for the problem. And I really believe God is going to bring judgment on America because of what we have done and our influence throughout the world. At least that's my opinion. Anything else you'd like to ask?
Well, that's the land of Idi Amin, is it not?
Yes, it is the land of Idi Amin. I worked with several people who were alive under Idi Amin. I've heard a lot of really horrible stories about him. Museveni came, a couple of people after him, Abodi came after Museveni, and then he was bad too, and Museveni was sort of in this group that overthrew Abodi, and then somebody else was there for a very brief time, like a year, and then Museveni was elected and has been president ever since. So, you know, as African countries go, and you do have to put this caveat on it, as African countries go, it's actually pretty stable, but it's an African country, and there's just a lot of corruption and a lot of violence and a lot of tribal warfare that we just don't get here. We don't understand that Uganda is a country of 40 tribes about, and those tribes, those people are tribal first, not Uganda first. And we don't understand that here. And that's a cause of a lot of problems.
Ron, anything else you'd like to bring up or ask?
Well, I would think if it's a strong Christian influence, where are all those multiple wives coming from?
And that is the thing that the Christian church and my pastor friend that I work with primarily there has written a book, and he does a lot of teaching on it, because the multiple wives thing is you know, predates Christianity. And when the missionaries came and Christians got saved, you know, people got saved, made Christians, there were still a lot of cultural issues that went on, and having multiple wives is one of them. Now, there are also Muslims there, not a huge amount, but there are some, and they do believe in polygamy anyway. The other thing is, rather than sort of divorcing someone, they just leave that person. So, like, they have seven kids with wife number one. They're just done with that, or they leave and go to a different village. And it's not technically, like, in their mind, it's not like Muslim polygamy where they're actively keeping these wives. They just leave one in the family and go off and have a whole nother family, totally ignoring the first one, like that never actually happened. So it's a cultural problem, particularly with the men in Uganda. The women work much harder than the men. Sadly, they need their men to rise up, and there's people working on that as well. But, you know, Christianity comes in, and you can't overcome all the cultural issues all at one time. So, you know, it's an ongoing thing. And the best thing is that there are Ugandans trying to change the culture, because when we come in and say, this is how you need to do it, they say, who are you to come in and tell us how we need to do it? But when Ugandans rise up and say, okay, this is what we need to do, then they listen. And that's a much better influence as far as changing the culture than Americans or Europeans coming in and pointing the finger and saying, you shouldn't be doing this.
Well, we have certain scriptural authority, however.
We do, but it's, you know, it's like someone coming into your house and telling you what you need to be doing. Your initial reaction is to sort of rise up and be defensive. And when their own leaders rise up and say, hey, guys, this is what we need to do, that initial, and, you know, that's, I'm not saying that's right. I'm just saying that's what happened. And people have been going into Africa and telling Africans what to do for an awful long time. And so what they need is Africans to rise up and say, hey, this is what we need to do, that we are a Christian people, that we're a Christian nation, this is how we need to do it. And there are pastors who are doing that and who are giving their lives to nothing but marriage, really. I mean, Christian marriage, that's what they devote their entire life to, and they are making strides in that.
That's
more in cities than in villages.
Okay, Ron, anything else before we let you go?
Well, that's the foundation of society is the family.
You're absolutely right. And
if they're abandoning the family, it's the he will not take care of his own family is worse than an infidel.
You're absolutely right. And hopefully they'll be able to change it there in Uganda. Thanks so much for calling.
We got plenty of problems in that score right here in the U.S. of A.
Amen to that. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Mike calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Mike.
Hi. I had a couple questions for Jenny.
Sure.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering about the local business people there. Is there any prospect of them, forming companies that would utilize local manpower for products that they're able to, sell into the African economy?
The business there is pretty. It's interesting. I mean, to us, we would, if you were at all entrepreneurial and you go there and just walk around and sort of shake your head, because they do some very odd things. Like, you know, here you would have, you know, a franchise says you can't have another franchise within X number of miles. There they put all the stores that are the same product all in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So that sort of takes away some of your competitive edge right there, because you're all right there in a row.
Sure.
They don't produce very many products. Biggest, you know, sugar cane is the biggest thing Uganda does. They've got a ton of sugar cane. They also are hampered by the education system, which is a holdover from the British, when the British came. And so it's not free, number one. So only about half the kids get through it or even get into it, much less through it. They test at P7, which would be our equivalent of eighth grade. And if they don't test beyond a certain level, they can't keep going to school. So then they test a couple other times. And so their system sort of weed people out before they really are grown enough to have potential. And then you really have to know someone to even get a job.
Mm.
And they don't know people. You know, if you live in the slums, you don't know somebody to give you a job.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, it's a whole different world over there. I mean, the values are different, but they do at least have the foundation of Christianity. That is not suddenly the same Christianity we have here. And as suddenly as our previous caller, Ron, was saying, I mean, suddenly one man, one woman in marriage is the foundation of our society and our family, and they don't adhere to that there. We're going to be back in a moment.
Okay.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. And Cindy Jennings is saying that they need young people to come and run for political office there. They don't even necessarily need to come from Uganda, but they need people who know how to work the political process so that they can have an effective one. It's unfortunate that they're trying to do the best they can, but they do not have the leadership they need. Is that a pretty accurate analysis?
It is, because, you know, ever since, so the British were there running things, and then the British put Amin in office. Amin was horrible, killed 300,000 people. Obote came after him. He was awful. You know, then Museveni's been there all these years, basically since independence. You know, this is all they've had. They've never had young people or younger people, you know, 30s, 40s, whatever, with vision, who really don't just say, hey, I'm going to give everybody a stove, which was what Museveni's campaign was last time, 2 years ago. He was going to give everybody a stove, never mind that they don't have electricity, but they were going to have a stove. They don't. He didn't give them a stove, but that was what he said. You know, that's his vision. We're going to give you a stove. They need people who can come in and say, hey, let's look at South Africa. Let's look at Botswana. Let's look at places that are doing well. Look at what they're doing. And let's do that here, because it can be done, but it can't be done with these men who came from this militarized background, who got where they are by, you know, killing people or crushing people or silencing people. It's got to come from a free market understanding of how the country can take advantage of its resources and its people and grow in a sustainable way.
Well, let's hope and pray that this will happen to Uganda, because it is basically a Christian nation, perhaps not exactly as a Christian nation such as ours. But then, of course, we have a lot of problems, too. Anyway, God bless. Thanks very much for being with us, Jennings, and the best of luck to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our program to help us maintain our network of stations where 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. Our program is heard across America, and of course on the afternoon. We're heard on shortwave, and you can hear us on the internet 24 hours a day, either live or archived. And we really have the privilege of talking to people and bringing them ideas, certainly information they're not going to get through the regular channels and through the regular media. Well, first of all, if you want to understand what's really going on in America, there's a small contingent that controls both political parties. There are perhaps 5,000 of them in the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, the upper echelons of Masonry. Now, everybody suddenly is a Mason. Everybody's in the CFR and doesn't understand what this is all about, but the leaders do. And that is, of course, they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. And the United States runs the world today. We're not interested, certainly, in freedom. We're not interested in democracy. They talk about democracy, but when the people elect somebody and they don't like them, they simply have them replaced or they have them killed. And this certainly is not uncommon. Certainly we saw that one of the people running for political office, suddenly in one of the countries over there in Europe, he was suddenly his plane went down. And I've seen this over and over and over again, where planes crash when you have somebody, either a leader or somebody challenging the leader who doesn't go along with the idea of a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and the destruction of Christianity. because the common denominator behind what's going on today is a hatred of Christianity, because this is a Luciferian organization, and many of these people actually do worship Lucifer. And it is from Lucifer they get their ascendancy, they get their ability, they get their wealth. In fact, that's why Robin Williams committed suicide. He was demonically possessed. Joe Schimmel wrote an article. You can get it on the Internet. Robert Williams and Sidney's association with Luciferianism. Please pray for America.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here once again, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend William H. Kennedy. And we're going to be talking about the fact that Pope Benedict is resigning, first time that a sitting pope has resigned in 600 years. Why is he doing it now? And then, of course, we're going to be bringing up Sidney and many of the other things, some of the prophecies that were made 900 years ago by St. Malachy about the last pope. And, of course, there were to be Sidney a certain number of popes. From the time of 1100, when St. Malachy was writing, there were to be 112 popes. There have been 111 popes. Pope Benedict is the 111th pope. The next pope will be the 112th pope. And, of course, at least if the prophecies are correct, he will be the last pope of the Holy Roman Church, of the Church in the Vatican. Certainly, William, you go right ahead.
Well, thanks for having me on, Dr. Stan. And there is a good book out in a video called Petrus Romanus by Chris Putnam and Tom Horn.
Exactly. They can get that from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's Petrus Romanus by Tom Horn and Chris Putnam. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Stan, that's an excellent introduction to the whole St. Malachy of Armagh. He was an Irish bishop in what is now Northern Ireland in the mid-1100s. And he went to Rome he was summoned to Rome to give an account of his diocese. And when he was in Rome, after he had consulted the Pope, he was leaving the city and he had a vision of the future popes, which he had his assistants write down. He gave 112 or 113, depending on how some people read them, accounts of coming popes. Now, he gave a copy of this to the Vatican and they filed it away. And they didn't make much of it, and it wasn't rediscovered until the 1590s when they discovered this in the Vatican, And it still had popes way, way into the future on this list with these little Latin sayings behind them. And these Latin sayings, each of them refer to either an astrological event that occurred when these popes were born or to a reference in their family coat of arms or family crests. They're called the scutions, too. They're basically like the shield symbol of a particular family. And most cardinals are Italians, and most Italian cardinals traditionally have been from fairly aristocratic families. So they're really, it's quite shocking in that when you consider that this document for many centuries after the 1590s was considered a huge and important.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
I mean, really, like, very, very unchristian things. So she, the way she expressed this was, if the priests do not stop defiling Mother Church, she will spawn the Antichrist. And this is the first time in history that we hear about the Church or the Roman Catholic Church producing.
Hold that thought, William. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is William Kennedy. We're talking about the fact that this Pope Benedict is going to resign. And it is the first time this has happened in 600 years. Why now? Well, of course, then we get into this ancient prophecy, certainly of St. Malachi in the 1100s. And, of course, basically, if his prophecies is true, why Pope Benedict will probably be the next to the last pope, and the coming pope who will be nominated sometime in a couple of weeks will be the last pope of the Holy Roman Church. And these are rather frightening ideas. We do carry the book, Petrus Romanus. You can get it from Radio Liberty. And go right ahead.
Well, yeah, Dr. Stan, as I was saying just a bit earlier, you have to consider that Pope Benedict, one of the last things he did as Pope last October 12, 2012, he made Saint Hildegard a full saint of the church. She had a cult, but she wasn't fully recognized by everyone as a saint. And he also declared her a doctor of the church, which is the most important theological rank you can have in the Catholic Church.
But William, you've got to tell our listeners why that is such a very important thing. Who was she and what did she write about? About the last pope. Go right ahead.
Well, what she said in the last days, that there'd be a conclave and an evil cardinal would take over the Vatican through murder or threats of murder, and he would be the anti-pope. And this anti-pope would be the false prophet spoken of in Revelation. And this anti-pope or false prophet in the book of Revelation is supposed to come just before the Antichrist. And this is really what you're looking at. It's the infernal trinity of Satan, Antichrist, and false prophet. And Saint Hildegard believed that the false prophet would be an anti-pope who would support some kind of world dictator after a series of climatic wars and earthquakes and comets and things like that, things we're seeing right now.
And basically, of course, the thing is, I think for our listeners, you have to understand that there's a Holy Trinity and there is an unholy Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Satan, Antichrist, the false prophet. And here is a woman who, what was it, 400 or 500 years ago, when did St. Hildegard write?
The mid-1100s.
Okay, so she was a contemporary then of St. Malachi.
And yes, she was. They were writing about the same time. The thing is, she was a cloistered nun, and the things she said tie right into what St. Malachi said. But as I say, it surprises me Pope Benedict made her a doctor of the church, which makes her equal to like St. Augustine of Hippo and St. Thomas Aquinas. People, even non-Catholics, have heard those names. These are big shapers of Christianity, no matter what denomination you are.
And I think that certainly when you are a doctor of the church, that is the highest of rank that you can get with it. I mean, that's much higher than most of being just simply a saint or something like that.
Well, it's above a saint. There's only 33 of them now. They made St. John of Evola and St. Hildegard of Germany full saints. This is October 2012. They were made full saints, and St. Hildegard was given the title Doctor of the Church, meaning her theology and all her writings are worthy of note and really define what the Christian image is. So in a strange way, and this is where it gets almost bizarre, the church says ignore St. Malachi, but, you know, we've just made St. Hildegard a doctor of the church who says what St. Malachi said, but actually gives more details of what's going to happen and how this Antichrist is going to arise with the support of the false prophet. So the idea of the Vatican, the Pope's throne, the See of Peter, being taken over by an evil pope is not a Reformation or Protestant idea. It originates with Saint Hildegard, who has just been made a doctor of the church, and she said that the final pope will be an evil pope right before the Antichrist comes, and then this will all bring about the second coming. Now, as you said, Saint Benedict the 16th is stepping down after he made her a big saint. And now whoever takes his place, if he takes the name St. Peter the Second or Peter of Rome, it would be very disturbing because that would fit right in with St. Malachi's prophecy that the city of Rome would be destroyed in the reign of the Antichrist, and then eventually the second coming of Christ would occur after the apocalypse. So,
but basically what we have seen, ladies and gentlemen, I really want to reiterate this, is that Pope Benedict had validated the writings of this cloistered nun, Hildegard, St. Hildegard. Why would he validate this? I mean, this, you don't do something like this casually. This is a very important thing. They're only
huge. There's only 33. And as I said, we're talking about people on the level of St. Augustine of Hippo and St. Thomas Aquinas, who anyone who's taken a Western history course has heard of, at least, you know. They're a big part of Western civilization. And it's just amazing. They're, in the whole 2,000-year span of what we call the Catholic Church, only 33 people have been given this designation. And St. Hildegard of Germany was the last one. And she's known primarily for these visionary experiences. What I like to say is if you took Leonardo da Vinci and Martin Luther and kind of smashed them together, you'd get St. Teresa, St. Hildegard of Germany, because she kind of embodied Leonardo. She did a lot of artwork. She wrote wonderful, wonderful songs and hymns in Latin, and she wrote books on medicine and herbalism, and she was just a polymath, but she was also this great mystical visionary who originated the idea that the seat of the Vatican would become the reign of the false prophet who would herald the Antichrist. And again, you know, people are saying it's an anti-Catholic statement. Well, how could it be if a doctor of the Catholic Church has stated this?
And the question even more than that, William, is why at this time would Benedict actually choose her and award her this. He is in essence validating what she has written. And I think we should all ask that. I think we're approaching a climax in history. And I think all of these things really bear tremendous weight. Now, those of you who heard our interview the other day with Tom Horn will recall that certainly he commented that the day after Pope Benedict resigned, why lightning struck the dome of the St. Peter's Basilica, and I've actually seen pictures of it, the lightning striking the top of this the dome of St. Peter's. But it didn't happen once. It happened twice. What are the chances of lightning striking twice? Well, one of the things I learned growing up was lightning never strikes twice in the same place. What are the chances of that happening? What are the chances of it happening the day after Pope Benedict has resigned? What are the chances of Pope Benedict giving this highest rating of the Catholic Church and all the 200 and some odd popes there have been? Why, of course, out of all of those, there's only been a little over 30 doctorates of the church, and Pope Benedict gave one to a woman who talked about how the evil one would take over, the evil forces would take over the Vatican. What does this all suggest to you as a Catholic, William?
Well, just consider the big thing I like to remember is what I said earlier. Saint Hildegard actually went on a preaching tour, and actually women weren't technically allowed to preach in those days, but they kind of gave her some slack because she wrote so many great books on, you know, medicine and other subjects, astronomy. So when she went out, they thought she was going to give some talks on her science books, and she started, like, chastising the male priest, saying, again, if you priests don't stop defiling the mother church, she will spawn the Antichrist. And she was saying this, that, you know, if this sexual abuse of women and children, and, you know, corruption, bribing people, taking bribes to get contracts to build things for the church, things of that nature. She was a reformer like Martin Luther, pointing out the worst sorts of offenses that the hierarchy and the priests in general were perpetrating, you know, with as I said, bishops running bordellos and everything else. So she was a reformer, kind of in the same sense that Martin Luther didn't like the Catholic Church, what they called indulgences, when you could give a donation of money to the church and your sins would be forgiven and you go to heaven. For St. Hildegard, it was a similar position for her, in that she really felt that the Catholic Church, if allowed to be corrupted, would be the perfect seat for the Antichrist, when you think about it.
She was a well over.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Or don't do, or if they're good or bad Christians, because we're all really undeserving. When you think of it, we all fall short of being perfect. But, you know, you can really overcome a lot of that when you look at this, and people just have to keep in mind, you're never too good or bad for this. None of us are deserving. And when you recognize that, it's a very healthy thing. It kind of takes the weight of the world off you.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Sathya. William is saying that he gets notes, emails every day asking, you know, well, are these the end times? Are these the end times? And of course, none of us know. There are a lot of interesting things to talk about and speculate on. But of course, William's remarks would be just exactly what mine are. It's not, are these the end times? That's the wrong question. The question to ask is, are you prepared to go to heaven? Certainly, have you a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, which is the only way to get any of us into heaven? We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And certainly, it is our relationship with Jesus Christ that will determine what the eternity, whether we spend eternity with him or on the other side. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And these things are fascinating to speculate on. But one of the most interesting things Tom Horn brought out when we interviewed him a couple of days ago, and if you didn't hear that interview, please go to my website, radioliberty.com. Go to the far right, and they have archive programs. And I think it was either, probably Tuesday evening, somewhere there, Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening, Tuesday evening, I think, at 8 o'clock. And Tom Horn was talking about the Malachi, St. Malachi prophecies. And then he brought up something about the Zohar. Now, the Zohar are Jewish mystical writings. And 700 years ago, the Jewish mystics were talking about the coming of the Messiah. Now, when the Jew talks about the coming of the Messiah, he's not talking about Jesus Christ, because the Jewish scholars have never accepted Jesus as the Messiah. Their Messiah, I believe, is the one we call the Antichrist. And, of course, when was it supposed to happen? Why in the year 2012 or 2013? I'm actually, it was 5,300 and some odd. I think that 5,340, something in that neighborhood. You're going to have to hear Tom tell it. They have a different calendar. But, of course, it was just at this time that we're living in today. It was when 700 years ago they prophesied, and then going along with St. Benedict, the Pope Benedict resigning. At this time, for the first time in 600 years, a pope is stepping down. I believe something big is afoot, and certainly all you need to do is look and see what's happening over in the Middle East. Why, of course, the president of Syria has actually pulled his troops off of the Golan Heights. He's turning that area over to the rebels. The rebels have captured several air bases. They've surrounded Damascus. They're moving into Damascus. Syria has the largest supply of chemical weapons, the third largest supply of chemical weapons in the world, and probably one of the largest supplies of biological weapons. Now, Israel cannot allow those to fall into the hands of the terrorists. Barack Obama has said that if it looks like the terrorists are going to get the chemical weapons, that is the red line that we will not allow to be passed. And if it looks like the rebels are going to get chemical weapons of why we will commit American troops, about 75,000 American troops, and seize the chemical weapons, which, of course, are in Syria today. We are on the edge of a major conflict over there. We're not talking about that here. We're talking about all sorts of other things. Remember, the media is designed to control your reality. But I think that we're on the major, on the edge of a major catastrophic event in the Middle East, associated with Israel and Syria and Jordan and Lebanon and Hezbollah. All of these things are certainly on the brink of simply exploding. We have our troops there. We have our special forces troops in both Syria and in Turkey. And certainly we can move our troops there from Afghanistan and Iraq almost instantaneously. We have a lot of troops in Kuwait. Those troops are there in preparation, I believe, for the coming conflict with Syria. I may be wrong. We're just going to have to wait and watch and see. But it is frightening, exciting, and terrifying to see all of these things coming together at this time. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you did not hear that interview with Tom Horn a couple of days ago, it should be posted on our webpage under archives. And I think it was 8 o'clock in the evening, and I think that was on Tuesday of this week.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
World. That makes it a one world economy. Now, this new step would be to monitor and tax every transaction that everybody makes with a central bank. So you'd have a central bank with all the banking information of everybody in the world at its fingertips on a computer. And any transaction you made, they had to get some small percentage of. So
hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is William H. Kennedy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, of course, William Kennedy's website is williamhkennedy.com. WilliamHKennedy.com, and I will suggest you go there. William says you certainly ought to go there to get the information, certainly from, and what was that fellow, the evangelist?
Hal Lindsey?
Hal Lindsey has written, and he has Hal Lindsey's material up there, but William has a great website, goes into a lot of the things we talk about here, and that is the World Satanic Movement, this occult movement which permeates every aspect of the world. And how many videos do you have up there? How many sites?
Oh, I mean, I lost count. It's in the thousands of links now to videos on all sorts of topics, occult history, satanic crime. Under all these categories, I have hundreds and even thousands of videos to, under occult history, I have things like alchemy and Kabbalah and astrology, and these will link you to documentary, two or three documentaries each on these subjects, sometimes even more. So it's really a great resource for anyone interested in Christian apologetics. I have a page on cults and the occult, satanic crime. I have, the Manson family crime up to, like, Amanda Knox. So it's very extensive and with a lot of information, free links to videos like videos that have appeared on the Biography Channel and True TV. You can also go to William H. Kennedy and see what I look like by clicking on the video there called Killer Kids Occult Crime. That's a series I'm involved with that's produced by Blue Planet Productions in Montreal. They're being directed by Christian Page. I'm a writer and researcher and commentator for the show. We're going into our second series now. So with all these things happening, I'm actually a journalist that focuses on religion. And right now I'm very busy working for this Planet Blue Productions. Killer Kids is now on the Biography Channel in the United States Monday nights, usually at 9 or 10. And it's also the next series will come out on the Discovery Channel Canada in the fall of 2013. And then it will be shown down here on the Biography Channel USA. And then it will be shown on the Discovery Channel India. So I'm very busy with all this stuff, but I am taking the time to look at what's happening in the Vatican. And I tell you again, Petrus Romanus, you can get it at RadioLiberty.com. Tom Horn and Chris Putnam have done an outstanding job outlining the significance of the St. Malachy prophecies of the Saint of the 1100s. He's kind of been picked up upon by evangelical Christians. Evangelical Christians aren't anywhere near familiar with him as they are with St. Hildegard. Most haven't heard of St. Hildegard. St. Hildegard and St. Malachy both said that the seat of Rome, the Pope's office, the throne of Peter, it will be corrupted and will become the seat of the false prophet or anti-pope, which will be the harbinger of the Antichrist, according to Christian revelation. Now, people ask me, do you know the date, the time, the year, the second? Well, no, I don't, because it even says in the Bible, no man or even angel knows the hour of when these things are going to begin. I can only speculate and say that there's a lot of things that point to this that are certainly of interest, especially the formation of the State of Israel in 1947, the United States acquisition of intercontinental ballistic missiles with atomic warheads that were programmed to hit just about any target on Earth in 1948. They used a vacuum tube computer. This was before they had transistors or microchips. But imagine that, by 48, the United States could hit any part of the Earth with an atomic bomb. Those two things really point to very odd things. Like, this is the first time in history that human beings have acquired the ability to annihilate themselves as a species. I mean, there's enough atomic bombs ready to be fired as we speak to blow up, to kill everyone on this planet 20 times over. So this is the first time human beings could destroy our whole species at once. In the old times, one tribe would beat another, and then one nation would beat another. But now with nuclear weapons, everybody loses. Everyone gets blown up. So these very truly apocalyptic events, with the potential for the human race to destroy itself or a vast, vast amount of its population through these kinds of high-tech weapons, really makes me think that we're at least moving very close to the end times. Now, with the St. Malachi prophecies, there is a debate over whether there are 112 or 113 popes mentioned in this, and there might be a missing pope between this pope and Peter Romanus, and that's because there is actually a gap in the Latin poetry, and they're not sure if this refers to a 112th, 113th pope. That's unclear at the moment. But in any case, the fact that the pope decides to resign, the first one in 600 years, the next day lightning strikes the Vatican twice, right on St. Peter's Basilica, which, by the way, you have to remember, by the European mentality, and especially by the Roman mentality, St. Peter's Basilica is literally the place where God is on earth.
Well, let's go quickly to Joe calling us from New Jersey. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And don't forget that Pope Benedict gave his doctorate of the law or divinity Doctor of the Church to this Saint Hildegard. Now, why would he do that? Well, he is confirming, as far as I'm concerned, the fact that her writings that the Holy See would one day become the center of evil. So basically, let's go to Joe from New Jersey. Joe, do you have any questions or comments?
Okay. Hi, Dr. Stan, and hi, Mr. Kennedy. I'd like to just mention something that was way back in 1994. And I remember you, Dr. Stan, talking the other day with that fellow who wrote the book, Petros Romanos.
It was Tom Horn, right?
Tom Horn, okay. And I remember, I don't know whether it was you, Dr. Stan, or Tom Horn, mentioned that the Jewish sect, I forget what kind of sect they call them, but anyway.
He was talking about the Zohar, which is the Jewish mystical writings. Go ahead.
Okay, yes, the Jewish Zohar. But I think he dated it sometime around 600 or 700 years ago. I forget which, but however, yes, and they predicted that in the year 57, 70-something, Dr. Stan, was the date that they believe their Messiah is coming.
The Messiah would be coming, right? Because we believe that is the Antichrist. But if you look at the Jewish calendar and then transpose it to where we are today, that would be the year 2012, 2013. And what year are we in? 2013. Go right ahead, Joe.
Okay, now here's something. This is very interesting, Dr. Stan. Back in 1994, okay, I remember I was listening to Mr. Camping talking about that date as being the end of the world. However, and he I think the copyright of that book, 1994, he copyrighted in 1992. Now, he had no idea that Comet Shoemaker Levy 9 was on its way. And then they discovered, I think, around 92 or 93, that there was this comet on the way. So here I was wondering, what's that all about? And believe it or not, I caught this little clipping from a newspaper, and I don't remember from where, and it's the same type of Hasidic Zohar, and a 13th century Jewish mystical text. And they, in that particular text, they said that there would, the Zohar predicted that in messianic times, the world would witness a great fiery plume striking through space, striking a large planet three times a day and sending out great flashes of light. Now, this is an interesting thing, Dr. Stan, you know. That happened in the month. Now, I counted all the sevens that were in that particular event, and this is amazing. There are seven sevens in that event. The first seven is a fact that it happened in the month of July. That's the seventh month. It struck the planet 21 times. That's another three sevens. And here, when I thought of that, then I started wondering, could there be more sevens in this event? The comet began the 16th of July. And if you add 1 plus 6, that equals 7. Then the 16th is a Saturday Sabbath, which is a seventh-day Sabbath. That's another 7. And they hit Jupiter for 7 days in a row. There were 7 sevens in that particular event. Now, I don't know whether that's a coincidence or what, but I'd like to say just one more thing. According to Camping and his particular research in that book, he documented that there would be so many jubilees because the Jews were had to keep a jubilee every 50 years, and that was the blowing of the shofar, and that announced throughout the land all the people that were held in service because of debt, or they were a slave to a certain family, and all debts had to be set free.
Okay, we're going to have to let you go, Joe, because we got some other callers, but I appreciate it so much.
Okay.
The thing is that Camping was wrong, and so nothing may happen now. It's simply a lot of coincidences. Fascinating material. God bless, and thanks very much.
It could be maybe not the return of the beginning of the Antichrist. It could be the return of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Dr.
God bless, and thank you. Let's go quickly to Mike, who's calling us from Scotts Valley. And I think the one thing, ladies and gentlemen, we just don't know. But it's just interesting to see all of these things coming along at this time. Mike, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I do, and see if William has any insight on it. In the book of Revelation, Revelation 17, chapter 17, it speaks of the great harvest. What correlation is there with the mystery Babylon, the great harvest? Who does William believe that is, and what relationship to the Antichrist? How do they interact or complement each other in any fashion?
Do you have any thoughts on that at all, William?
Yeah, the great harlot, in my reckoning, would be the corrupted Roman Catholic Church. Like St. Hildegard said that if the priest didn't stop defiling Mother Church, she would spawn the Antichrist. So in that sense, the Mother Church symbolically sort of becomes the mother of the Antichrist. And, you know, a lot of what St. Hildegard said is really commentaries on things that are in the book of Revelation. And she does talk about the anti-pope who will take over the Vatican and help the Antichrist come to power. And, you know, as I said earlier, though, no man knows the hour or day, and people shouldn't get too caught up on this. They should be more concerned with developing their own spiritual lives at this juncture. That's very important, too, in taking care of themselves economically as best they can. Those are really the two things you should focus on. And if you just find this like me, if it's all just really interesting, like the lightning striking St. Peter's Basilica twice after the Pope resigned the day before, and that, for, as I say, for Roman Catholics and for Romans especially, St. Peter's Basilica is where God comes to earth, literally. That is the nexus of heaven and earth. That's where Michelangelo's great frescoes are that we're all familiar with, that are quite iconic. But for them, it's much more than that. It's literally the center of the universe. The created universe focuses around St. Peter's Basilica. That is directly where who we believe Peter was the first pope. But you have to remember, too, if you read the book of Acts, chapters 26 and 27, who made Rome a real important center of Christianity was actually St. Paul. He was pretty much driven out of the Holy Land, and he claimed Roman citizenship and said if he was going to get in any trouble, he wanted to face Caesar's court in Rome. He invoked his civil rights as a citizen, but the last we hear of St. Paul in the Bible in the last book of Acts is he gives up on trying to convert Jews, and he tells the Jews in Rome that I'm now going to preach to the Gentiles who will listen. And he just gave up on the Jews. And the last we know, for 2 years, he lived in a house and he converted Romans to Christianity.
Well, I think there are a lot of Jews now who are converting to Christianity, and we're just so fortunate for that. Hey, we're going to have to, Mike, let you go, but thank you so much. I would simply point out something that we find out that certainly on the sun, a gigantic sunspot is forming. It's three or four times the size of the Earth, and a massive sunspot. I mean, something like they haven't seen already in hundreds of years, this massive sunspot. What does it mean? I don't know what it means. All we can say, and I think the best response we can give is what William Kennedy said. Make sure you have a personal relationship with our Lord. That's all that really matters, and whether the earth were to end tomorrow or 100 years from now, the important thing is not when, but are you prepared for the return of our Lord? William, we've got to go right ahead with your thoughts.
Well, that's a good point, Dr. Stan. That's the ultimate gist of Christianity. And especially with a lot of things like the Left Behind series, which are fun books and fun movies. I'm not criticizing reading them, but some poor people become a bit hysterical. And I've known people to resign from their jobs because they think the second coming's like imminent in the next few months. You know, I'm just telling you, keep your day job, keep your job out there. Anyone who thinks, don't pack up for the hills yet. We're not that far gone yet. For now, if you have a job, keep it. And the other thing, people...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Back in a minute to wrap up the program.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and somebody had called him during the break. I'd mentioned that basically, there is certainly the sun is developing some massive sunspots. Now, the sun goes through various cycles, about a 12-year cycle, and we're at the very high point of that cycle. And, of course, certainly you can get an EMP response, electromagnetic pulse response. It can really disrupt the electronics all across the Earth from a massive sunspot. A massive one is forming, and they say it's, I thought, reading about it, was many times the size of the Earth forming the sunspot, and this is just happening at the present time. What does it mean? I don't know what it means. We're just going to have to wait and see. What do all of these other things we're talking about? Saint Hildegard, oh, certainly the writings in the Zohar, the writings in the by certainly Saint Malachi back in the 1100s. What does it all mean for this time? What's going on over in Israel today? What's going on in Syria today? We're just going to have to wait and see. I think that William Kennedy is absolutely right. The important thing is not if or what's going to happen, but what's your personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, because in the final analysis, that's all that's really important. We could die tomorrow. We could it could be certainly 50 years before the Lord comes back. We don't know what's going to happen, but we just want to be waiting, and certainly we're told to be prepared and just to wait and watch and see. And then, of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. If you're not, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, to pray for our provision and our protection. We actually have a number of talks. I think the talk tonight by William is excellent. We have previous talks by Tom Horn and Chris Putman. We had a program, I think, on Tuesday evening with Tom Horn. If you haven't got the CDs of these, you need to get it. You need to get Tom's book, Petrus Romanus, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We want you to talk to other people about what's going on. Not telling the Lord's coming, not telling the Lord the world is going to end. I simply tell them that we're moving into a very, very difficult time. America is on the edge of financial collapse. And whether you know it or not, certainly we are. What is it going to be? Is it going to be a week? Is it going to be a month? Is it going to be years? We don't know, but we do know that you cannot live on debt. The real American debt at the present time of the federal government is about $86 trillion. If you want to verify that, go to Sydney, to John Williams' website. John Williams' website, and certainly go to the Google and put that in and get John Williams' website and look and see that the real debt is about $86 trillion. It'll never be paid off. Social Security is going to collapse down the line, probably 10 years or so. Medicare is going to collapse down the line. The Obamacare is going to collapse. I'm looking to, one day we're going to see the breakdown of the structure of our state and local governments because they're not going to have the money to function. We're moving into a very, very difficult time. And we simply ask you to begin making your preparations to get others listening to our program, understanding, and hopefully our message here will serve one purpose, and that is to bring people into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I practiced medicine for many years, and there were very few doctors who were Christians in our community, and I saw them, of course, the only thing that ever brought them into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ was a major tragedy in their homes. They lost a son, they lost a wife, they lost a relative they cared for. They had a malpractice used against them, and that changed their lives. And basically, I think knowing what's going on today is going to bring an awful lot of people to Jesus Christ. Our job is to point